Welcome to another edition of Run Talk SA, hosted by Mr. Active, David Katz, where we chat everything to do with running from a South African perspective. Don't forget, you can be in touch too. Just search for Run Talk SA on social media.
Welcome to this week's edition of Run Talk SA. I'm David Katz, Mr. Active, and I got a great guest this week, well known in running circles, also cycling and swimming circles as well. It's Tom Cottrell, who produces the Nedbank Runner's Guide, a publication every single runner in this country knows about. And Tom, you do a fantastic job, and thanks for joining us today.
Oh, David, thank you for having me.
Well, Tom, first of all, just a little bit brief. People do know the guide, a little bit of the history on it, how you got involved with it, and how long's it been going now?
David, it's been going for 25 years. How I got into it was through a motor car accident. I had it. I was told that I couldn't run anymore. And but my wife was running at the time, and she said, well, what do I do? And I said to her, well, you could either stay with me and double up on the misery, or you could go out and run with all my mates. It didn't take her long to make the decision. She went and ran with all my mates. I was depressed. I was left at home. And what I did just to stop myself from getting, from losing my mind was I started writing the route descriptions of all the races. Call me a control freak. I was writing the route descriptions of all the races my wife was running with my mates. And, so they piled up, on my hard drive. And somebody said to me, hey, this looks like a book. It looked like a good idea for a book. And in truth, that's how the Runner's Guide started.
Tom, a man who's been so heavily involved for running for so long, but was told he can't run. Have you been able to run at all in the last 25 years?
Well, there's always that, sense of defiance in every runner. And when you get told that you can't run ever again, this is a challenge. So, yes, in the earlier years after my accident, I did run. And in fact, I ran a comrades marathon on my broken legs in the year 2000 when they gave us the extra hour. I made it by the skin of my teeth, but since then I've done a fair amount of running. I rounded it off when I turned 50 and I ran in celebration a marathon on every continent. But really what put a stop to all of that was when I ran the marathon in Antarctica. I put my trust, it always happens to your really bad leg, but I put my bad leg in an ice hole, fell backwards, and well, that really was the end of my running.
Well, Tom, you mentioned the word challenge there, and looking at the guide and races in South Africa, we are running, there's an Afrikaans term, I don't want to use it on radio, but we are running crazy in this country. There are thousands and thousands of races. How do you keep it all together? Of course, now it's a sort of established, but there are forever changes.
There are forever changes, and I have to say that I've got a very strong network. The person who helps me, particularly with the Runner's Guide, Anne Treater, she keeps everything together. We phone every single club. We phone every single organizer at least twice a year to find out what's going on. I have a well-worn path to my office where people come and tell me of all the changes or if they're new races. So the network of communication really over the last 25 years has grown, because I think the book has really filled a vital role in supplying the sport with its information.
Well, talking about supplying information, times have changed. Publications are slowly dying. You have more than been able to roll with the times. The website is fantastic. If people want to go find out about races, find races on particular weekends. And then, of course, you have an app as well. I mean, it's been very important for you to roll with the digital times.
Yes, it has. Sometimes I'm at a bit of a disadvantage there because I'm known as the book guy. But the book only constitutes about 7% of the way that I communicate with athletes. The rest of it is through websites. We've got a very, very busy website, the Runner's Guide site. The app was a natural because it was a way then that we could really get the changes of the constantly changing races to athletes. A book, you can't do that, but with a phone app, you can do so much more. We can put in things like maps on how to get to the start, and what we're working on is the big green button. So if you want to enter a race, all you do is you press here, and hopefully you can enter any race in South Africa. So yeah, you know, it has changed, certainly, and we've gone very digital now.
Looking at the running market in South Africa, it is huge. It is one of the easiest things you can do. You get a pair of shoes, you get on the road. Yes, there's training and all the rest, and it's becoming very technical for a lot of people, but the fundamentals when it comes to running are very basic. And the following is huge. You were showing me some numbers from your website. And 1 month this year, I think January, you had over 2 million hits, which is huge. So the market is there for running, and runners like this information. They need this information.
Yes, and I think there are others that are supplying information like me, but I don't think anyone goes to the depth and to the detail that I do. But, you know, it's a sport that it is well catered now for information, fixtures information, what the races are like. So, yeah, and we've got a pretty busy newsletter as well. We send it out to about 70,000 people every week. So, and we've got a lively Facebook page, Twitter. So yeah, you know, we have moved into the 21st century. I'm no longer the book guy.
Tom, you've thrown me off my game there. But what I wanted to ask you, I mean, we look at these apps, we look at the sort of the digital aspect, and just to show how people want this and how people need this. You showed me a picture as well when you released the app in 2014, I think it was. It was third ranked on the iStore. And, you know, people want this information. They want that extra bit of information to help them out.
Yeah, and that was quite gratifying. I must say, if I had to show you how book sales are going, there has been a noticeable decline. But certainly more than adequately, the app stores not just iPhone, but also Google Store there's been an enormous interest and uptake. So it does seem to me that a lot of people now are taking my runner's guide and putting it on their phone. And I'm very pleased about it.
Tom, also looking at runners and races, we talked about the enormous amount of races out there. And yes, there are some fantastic races, well organized, but there's always races that creep in that aren't so great and they need some tweaking. Do you feel that the guide plays a good role in helping that? I mean, you know, people have an ability. You write up a write-up in this race. You can't, you know, make up a story that's not there. Do you feel it does help sort of keep the races at a sort of level where they have to provide a better service to the runners?
I'd like to think that's some, one of the roles that my book plays. But I'm not too sure just how much of my book helps to raise the standard of racing. But one thing that I can say is that whenever a new race is put onto the calendar and I'm informed of it, I try and give it as much length and breadth on my websites, in the book, wherever I can, to give that race a full-on running start. What I also do watch, however, is the comments of athletes after the race. And truthfully, if I find a race that hasn't lived up to its expectation or over, and that has been oversubscribed and badly catered for in years, then I'd rather not say anything bad about it. I think that would be unfair. Because I think there are races where you can have one bad year, but I'd rather just say nothing. And perhaps they just die in the silence.
Tom, I think that's a great way to end it. We really are blessed in this country with some fantastic races. Yes, every race does have a bad year every now and then. Things creep up, but wow, do we have fantastic, both on-road and trail, which continues to grow in South Africa as well. Thanks to Tom Cottrell for joining us today on Run Talk SA. Of course, runnersguide.co.za. If you don't know it, you're not really a runner. And I think the guide itself is more important, not just for the established runner, but really new runners to the sport. It provides a fantastic platform for you to understand more, to read up about races and really pick where you want to go. So park runners out there, it's a great thing for you to make that step, because 5Ks, we need to see you at the 10Ks, build up to a 21K, because there's so much fantastic running in this country. Thanks for joining myself, David Katz, Mr. Active. We'll catch up with you again next week.
Thanks for listening to this week's Run Talk SA. We love hearing from you, so check us out on social media. Just search for Run Talk SA or email podcast@runtalksa.co.za. You can also advertise your race on our platform. Just go to runtalksa.co.za/race to find out more.